Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Manor Lords, a solo-developed medieval city builder and strategy game, has made a remarkable debut, claiming the title of Steam's best-selling game and its fourth most played, boasting over 156,000 concurrent players shortly after its launch. This impressive start is not entirely unexpected, as the game had already captured significant attention with its demo in 2022, leading to it being added to over a million Steam wishlists. Today's early access release saw Manor Lords quickly ascend the ranks of Steam's most played games, surpassing established hits like Grand Theft Auto and V, Rust, and Apex Legends, as well as newer entries like Helldivers 2 Inches and classics such as Fallout 4 Inches and Stardew Valley. Currently, only three games, PUBG, Dota 2, and Counter-Strike 2, stand ahead of it in player count. The game's early access version has been praised for its ambitious and robust design, indicative of the developer Slavic Magic's confidence and capability, even as a single developer. Critics like Eurogamer's Robert Purchas acknowledge the game's potential and foundational strengths, emphasizing that while the game is captivating, it still requires further development to fully realize its promise. Manor Lords is slated to stay in early access for approximately a year, providing ample time for its development to enhance and expand upon what has already been a promising start. Last week, we have already covered the pin-up Lara Croft posters from remastered version of Tomb Raider. Well, good news. Asper has announced that the previously missing Lara Croft pin-up style posters from Tomb Raider Remastered have been restored. The posters, which had disappeared following the game's latest patch, were originally part of the remastered graphics mode, but were removed unintentionally due to changes made during graphical updates. Asper acknowledged the oversight and confirmed that the posters would be reinstated with the upcoming patch 3, thanking the Tomb Raider community for their vigilance and feedback. This restoration addresses concerns from fans who noted the posters' absence, especially since they had been highlighted as a detail to discover on the official Tomb Raider website. Tomb Raider Remastered was released on February 14th across multiple platforms, including PC, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, and Xbox Series XS. And again, another U-turn follow-up to last week's news. Escape from Tarkov developer Battlestate Games has reversed its decision to make a new PvE co-op mode exclusive to the costly Unheard edition of the game, following significant backlash from the community. However, the studio maintains that this mode does not constitute downloadable content, and thus does not contradict previous promises made to owners of the now discontinued Edge of Darkness edition, who were assured free access to all subsequent DLCs. The controversy began after Battlestate announced the Unheard edition, priced at $250, which included several perks that some players labeled as pay-to-win. Among these perks was the exclusive PvE mode, sparking particular outrage given the assurances to earlier edition purchasers regarding future DLC. The backlash from the community led to Battlestate's decision to make the PvE mode available to all players. Nikita Buyanov, the COO of Battlestate Games, addressed the community's concerns in a detailed post on the game's subreddit. He explained that, from Battlestate's perspective, the term DLC refers to significant content updates that introduce new mechanics and substantial content, such as the upcoming Scav Life DLC, which will expand Scav gameplay and leveling. The PvE mode, according to Buyanov, does not fit this description because it does not introduce new game mechanics or content, but is rather an additional way to play existing content on private servers. Buyanov also mentioned logistical challenges, stating that the exclusive PvE mode requires separate network infrastructure to function because it runs on dedicated servers for private sessions. He highlighted the current limitation in resources, which prevents the studio from offering this mode to all owners of the Edge of Darkness, EOD edition immediately, indicating that infrastructure constraints are a significant reason for the initial decision to limit access to the mode. Bloober Team, the developer known for its work on psychological horror games, is currently developing two significant projects, each with prominent partners. The first, referred to as Project C, is being developed in collaboration with Private Division, a publishing label under Take-Two Interactive. This project is notable as it marks Bloober Team's first original intellectual property under a new long-term strategy, indicating a significant step forward for the studio. According to Bloober's annual report, Project C is well advanced, and the team is satisfied with the progress made so far. An announcement is expected later this year, which has raised anticipation among fans eager to see what unique elements this title will bring. The second project, known as Project R, is set for a 2025 premiere and involves a partnership with Skybound Entertainment, the media company founded by The Walking Dead creator Robert Kirkman. This collaboration is under a licensing and publishing agreement that allows Bloober to create a game based on an IP owned by Skybound. Details on Project R are more scarce, and it remains unclear whether the 2025 date pertains to the game's announcement or its release. However, the involvement of Skybound suggests that the project may tap into the narrative depth and thrilling elements characteristic of Kirkman's creations. Ubisoft and Microsoft are collaboratively enforcing legal measures against entities distributing counterfeit merchandise of their popular game franchises, Minecraft and Assassin's Creed. In a lawsuit filed in Illinois Northern District Court on April 19, 2023, Ubisoft alleges that various individuals and companies have been selling unlicensed Assassin's Creed merchandise. These products, often of inferior quality, misleadingly use the game's trademark designs and elements, duping consumers into believing they are purchasing authentic goods. The lawsuit details how these counterfeit sellers manipulate SEO practices to dominate search results, thereby diverting potential buyers from legitimate merchandise. Furthermore, Ubisoft accuses these entities of evading previous legal actions by using tactics such as operating under new aliases, maintaining offshore bank accounts, hosting their websites on servers located outside the US, and shipping goods in small batches to escape detection by US customs. Although specific details of the defendants are currently sealed, Ubisoft is pressing charges for trademark infringement, counterfeiting, and false designation of origin, as well as violating Illinois' Uniform Deceptive Trade Practices Act. The company seeks a permanent injunction to stop these practices, the shutdown of the involved websites, and the closure of the seller's online marketplace accounts. Moreover, Ubisoft is demanding all profits derived from the counterfeit sales, or alternatively, statutory damages that could amount to up to $2 million for each trademark infringement. In a closely related action, Microsoft has initiated a similar lawsuit regarding counterfeit Minecraft merchandise. Although it is not explicitly confirmed if the defendants are the same as those in Ubisoft's case, the similarities in the complaints, the timing, and the court location suggest a connection. Like Ubisoft, Microsoft's lawsuit is also demanding stringent remedies to curb the sale of counterfeit goods. Square Enix has issued an apology for the persistent matchmaking issues in its game Asked Foam Stars, as detailed in a recent blog post by the game's producer, Kosuke Okatani. Since its launch on February 6, 2024, players have faced numerous matchmaking problems, for which the development team has expressed regret and committed to addressing these along with other high-priority issues, although specific timelines for these fixes were not provided. The forthcoming V3 20 patch set to release on May 2nd does not include a solution to the matchmaking errors. Instead, it introduces a new penalty system aimed at improving player behavior. This system will penalize players who intentionally disconnect during battles, exit at the character select screen, or remain idle for extended periods. The penalties will vary, restricting affected players from joining matches for a determined amount of time. Additionally, The update will address spawn camping at the Radiant Rhythms Gardens map, resolve specific issues related to the character Chloe Noir, and fix a crash issue on the PlayStation 4 platform. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.